This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, August 30th. Well, cattle markets last week had quite a bit of activity. Front month August on live cattle had a huge drop after a big day up on Monday. Spent the rest of the week giving it all up plus some, with a major outside week lower showing up on the weekly charts. And of course they expire tomorrow, but the market's really struggling here on the front months. And that is spilling over to the October contract. But then when you look further out on the deferreds, they are holding together fairly well. So it's a mixed bag in the live cattle market. And it's a similar story in feeders, where the front months struggling to hold supports, that old breakout point, which held the market for several weeks. And then the market really surged above that. We're struggling to hold it on the September contract, whereas the deferreds are managing just to test the breakouts and so far are holding. So again, it's a mixed bag with the front months starting to buckle a little bit, whereas the back months are holding their support values so far. Now the cash trade last week started out firm. We were up about 3 on the Fed trade on early in the week, and then Wednesday and Thursday we saw some cash trade around 129, which was up 4. But we ended up on Friday just up 1 at 126. The dress trade at 204 was up 2 on the week. Box beef values were lower on Friday. Choice down 193 at 345. Select down 407 at 316. The spread was up 214 at 2982. The load count was only 69 loads on Friday. So we've seen the load count drop off dramatically over the last few weeks. And clearly that's a result of, obviously, the packing plants just not moving as fast as they had been. There's talk of personnel not showing up or getting sick from COVID. There's also some talk of some mechanical issues, some breakdowns. But nevertheless, for the week, we had a box movement of 433 loads. That compares to the week prior at 472, and the week before that, 530. The week before that, 603. So we're down in 3 weeks. The load count alone is down 28%. That's a pretty hefty drop. And at a time when the numbers are there, you got to presume that the feedlots are getting backed up here. And that's why they just cannot assert any leverage in the trade negotiation. They just have to keep the cattle moving. Had a lot of placements, a lot of drought-driven cattle off of pastures in the northern plains, and they need to keep them moving. Slaughter rate as of Friday was 579,000 head for the week. That is down 18,000 from the previous week, and it's down about 6,000 or 8,000 from last year. The feeder cattle index is showing some pretty solid signs, up 60 cents on Friday. We're at 159.39. So we do see some consistent strength in the feeder cattle cash. That is encouraging to the market, but it's struggling to hold up the front end of the futures market. We do see demand appears to be fairly decent for feeder cattle, as evidenced by the feeder cattle index. Improving pasture conditions in the southern plains, and I would imagine with the hurricane coming through, you're going to drop a lot of rain on those pastures, but they've, especially the more further southern plains, has had good grazing conditions pretty much all summer. Central plains started out good. They've run into some dry weather, had some intermittent rains, but at least we don't see the massive drought issues that we saw in the northern plains. That has really not shown up in the far southern plains. The fear is that it's creeping down into the central plains. And that obviously would change the dynamics of the cattle market. And again, like we've talked about before, the big picture is we know that the herd size is declining. We're seeing an acceleration of that, no doubt, this year because of the northern plains drought. And, calf crops have been declining for at least 2 years. We've got another year to go on a smaller calf crop. That's creating a fair amount of trepidation among buyers as you get into this fall, because a lot of them came off early, and then into next spring. Obviously, you're just not going to have as big a calf crop. And that's why this feeder cattle market is just slowly breaking its way to the upside. Now, again, the weekly charts could show some hesitation there and some, you know, maybe a pullback with if you don't hold these gains. We had a big outside week lower in live cattle. Feeder cattle are showing a breakout to the upside with the September futures coming on as front month premium to the August when they expired. So it has a chart that looks like it's breaking out to the upside. And you can understand why that's happening. The cash market's holding together fairly well. The fundamentals clearly are showing a declining supply situation. And that's likely going to continue to support the calf crop. On the flip side of that, you do see some issues going on with the packers, as we've seen for months and months. And we see that we're probably getting backed up a little bit. So right in front of us, live cattle markets are probably going to see a pullback, probably run into some headwinds here. But again, longer term, as long as the economy holds together, that we would expect that the decline in supplies would be supportive to the live cattle trade as well. We've seen a fair amount of herd liquidation in Mexico and Canada as well because of dryness. That obviously reduces the numbers coming across the border. When they start to rebuild herds, it further enhances a tightening supply situation. So all of this is bullish long term. It really is just a matter of timing. Is it going to be next year where we really start to get some traction and we see herd rebuilding? Frankly, that just depends on Mother Nature. And you know, if you don't get that recharging of the pastures, it just extends into another year before you really start to rebuild herds. And it takes time to do that. And my guess is that it's not going to be so much next year, but the following year. We might see some stabilizing of the herd and a significant drop in moving cattle off pasture and reducing the herds. But as far as rebuilding, that's going to take at least another hay crop, at least some evidence that you've got the pasture to support the cattle. And I don't see how that happens in just one winter. You're not going to know that until spring or next summer. So I don't see the herd rebuilding starting until another year or at least next fall at the earliest. So that puts us in a situation where we could just be in a holding situation where the breaks are well supported. You basically trade sideways. It's hard to say. But I think in the bigger picture, the breaks will be well supported. You will get your corrections, but the buyers are going to be there, especially for your deferred contracts for quite some time out. It's just a matter of maneuvering around the market, respecting the breaks, taking advantage of the surges to the upside. It'll probably be more of a demand type driven market where you get your pullbacks and then you grind your way higher, you get your pullbacks, grind your way higher again. That's what I would expect to see in the cattle space. If you have any comments, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.